A Wedding at Cana from John, the second chapter. Of course, we probably remember the wedding at Cana being the first of Jesus' signs. Some call this his first miracle, but this is about the sign and maybe even somewhat about his mother Mary. A wedding at that time would be about a week long, and the party was important for the family. Neither the host of the celebration nor the wedding couple is revealed in our text. But it is the chief steward who takes center stage as the wine that Jesus produces appears. The best wine this steward has had, at least on that day. The quality and the amount of the wine are both important. The quality, or taste, has the steward puzzled. Why would anyone serve the good wine after everyone is drunk? Why so much wine? Jesus gives us the first look at the amazing grace of his Father in these two actions. Jesus shares the best wine and an abundant amount of wine for the people, even if they cannot appreciate the quality. They don't even know where it comes from, and the credit is given to the unrevealed host of the wedding. Jesus' mother and the servants are the only ones who know it was Jesus who gave us this sign. Signs of grace and abundance become the constant for Jesus' life. It is about showing grace when all else fails. It's about showing abundance in a time of scarcity. God shows us abundant love when he sends his Son to live among us, and he shows his grace to a people who are lost and filled with sin. It is in our sinful lives that Jesus shows up and brings for us the grace that only God could share. It is in our brokenness that Jesus gives us hope for salvation. In our story of wine that is so sweet and plentiful, we hear the writer tell us to turn to Jesus for the best of the best. It is in our longing for God's love that we see God already there, sharing his best and it abundantly. We're not deserving of the love that God offers, but that is exactly what grace is, an undeserved gift. We know that we are sinful, and we know that we make bad decisions that cause us to fall away from God. But God doesn't leave us even when we leave God. God continues to send his love to us as he waits patiently for all his children to return to the party. He has prepared the greatest wine and more than we can imagine. He has given us the wine of the living God that comes from his only Son. God has given us love and grace in abundance, so we too can share this wine with others. The wine we share is the good news of Jesus Christ. The good news is the love of God for all God's children. God opens for us the gate of salvation because he wants all his children to enter his kingdom like lambs coming home to their shepherd. It is God who opens the gate, and it is Jesus who is the gate of righteousness. And we are included in the wedding feast with him. Amen. Let us pray. God of revelation, you made your Son known at a wedding, a public celebration of love. Celebrate love with us by revealing the open gate of Jesus Christ in our midst. Amen.